Read the papers today or turn on the television, and we see a lot of tragic stories of lost lives. This is nothing new, as we see in the gospel story. Our thinking about these events hasn't changed much either. We sometimes think, what did these people do to deserve this? This is very much a part of the gospel of wealth tradition, so popular today, in, not surprisingly, the richest country in the world. But we must avoid interpreting other people's misfortunes as indicators of our own righteousness. Jesus' response tells us that faith in God is not an immunity bath from misfortune. Sorry to say, but sometimes bad things happen to good, faithful people. So all of us should be ready, all the time, and this involves repentance. Repentance is an ongoing matter. It's not just regret for what we did, but a promise to change and to always seek ways of being more fruitful. Of course, we will undergo periods of not being so fruitful, and we will encounter others not so fruitful for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes because of misfortune, sometimes because of bad decisions, and sometimes because of systemic injustice. Regardless, the gospel tells us how to first respond. It is not with self-righteous condemnation, but rather we are called to take care, to take the steps necessary to help ourselves, each other, and all of God's creation to flourish, even if it's hard, like digging ditches, or unpleasant, like spreading manure.